Today's Daily Devo is for October 20th, 2021, titled The Day of Small Things, written by Tamar Eisenman, read by Marie Drasik. Then Jacob gave Esau some bread and some lentil stew. He ate and drank and then got up and left. So Esau despised his birthright. Genesis chapter 25, verse 34. In college, my professor took us to meet an urban minister. I was excited to learn from this seasoned leader, until I heard the size of his ministry. "Do you ever wonder if your time would be better spent in a larger ministry?" I asked. His response was swift. "This is where God called me. Overcoming this neighborhood's systemic brokenness is not easy. However, if I lead these 25 people through God's deep healing, their families will be transformed for generations." Esau's grandfather, Abraham, had given away much of his wealth before he died, leaving his son Isaac with God's promise of inheriting the land of Canaan. See Genesis chapter 25, verses 5 through 6. Canaan was famine-plagued, and Isaac hadn't struck in rich yet. See Genesis chapter 26, verse 1, verses 12 through 13. Unable to see past the currently small value of his inheritance, Esau despised God's promise to immensely bless his family. So often, the lack of visible proof tempts us to give up on our God-given dreams. Yet Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 and verse 6 warns us, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." Do not let your circumstances keep you from seeking God's best for your life. Today's action step: pray for faith that sees past size.
This devotional is provided to you by Wesleyan Publishing House and is used by permission. All scripture is taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version. For more information on content use or copyright, visit www.wesleyan.org/WPH.